This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 3rd, A.D. 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, Aisha Massa, a Christian student at a medical college in Lahore, Pakistan, was forced to drop out after she experienced intense harassment from her Muslim classmates, reports International Christian Concern. Knowing that she was a Christian, she said, quote, "They started abusing me for allegedly insulting the Islamic textbooks by putting my backpack on the ground. I refused this allegation as I did not put my backpack on the ground. However, none of them listened and they started beating me," end quote. Fearing she could be falsely accused of blasphemy by a Muslim classmate, Aisha dropped out of the medical college for her safety. In Pakistan, false accusations of blasphemy are widespread and have the potential to spark mob lynchings and vigilante murders. Matthew 10, verse 22 says, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Appearing on Sean Hannity's Fox TV show with guest host Pete Hegseth, Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem offered advice to governors of other states, such as New York, New Jersey, and California, on how to handle COVID, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
The number one thing that people can do to slow down the spread of a virus, go wash your hands. And if you're sick, stay home. And if you're scared, stay home. But let the people that need to go out and make a living and get their kids educated, let them go do that. Because that's really what needs to happen in this country, is that we still need to continue to live.
Fox host Pete Hegseth asked this.
How can people be reassured that their future isn't vaccine mandates and double masks?
Well, I'm thrilled that President Biden is finally agreeing with me. We have asked him to back off of these mandates. We have told him, and now we're suing him in court. Frankly, the federal government doesn't have the authority to take these types of actions by requiring people to get vaccinated for their job or to receive federal funding, or if they want to have a contract with the federal government or even participate in Head Start contracts. So we are suing him in court, and those will be heard within a week in the Supreme Court, will win. And I think the president does know that he's on very shaky ground here. It's interesting to me for him to say that the federal government isn't the answer, that the answer has to come from the states, when that's exactly what us as governors have been asking to let us do.
The South Dakota governor was responding to what President Joe Biden said a week ago Monday on a conference call with the governors.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot.
An update now on the Colorado fires. Boulder County, Colorado Sheriff Joe Pell said a total of 991 homes have been destroyed, and another 127 were damaged in the Marshall Fire on Thursday night. Plus, three people are feared dead in the fire that raged through Louisville and Superior, Colorado. Steve Kingswood told The Guardian it was, quote, "by the grace of God, we still have a beautiful house standing here," end quote. His home was literally surrounded by the charred remains of other homes. AccuWeather reports that December's tornadoes caused an estimated $18 billion in damage. By contrast, Hurricane Ida caused $95 billion in economic loss and damages this year, and the entire 2021 wildfire season caused about $75 billion. Colleges across America received millions of dollars in government funding during the coronavirus pandemic, some of which was intended to help them safely reopen their campuses to in-person learning, reports Fox Business. However, U.S. News and World Report counts at least 70 major colleges starting online classes in January due to growing COVID concerns. Harvard is going online for 3 weeks. Yale, Duke, Vanderbilt, and the University of Miami have announced temporary online classes. And finally, Betty White, the enduring television star of The Mary Tyler Moore Show and The Golden Girls, died on Friday, just 17 days shy of her 100th birthday, reports the Associated Press. She was married three times, first to Dick Barker in 1945, leading to their divorce the same year, then to Lane Allen in 1947, getting divorced 2 years later, and finally to Alan Ludden, the host of the TV game show Password in 1963. Ludden died in 1981. Along with Golden Girls co-stars Bea Arthur, Estelle Getty, and Rue McClanahan, Betty White lent her fame to promote abortion in 1989 when she filmed a pro-abortion TV ad, reports the Orlando Sentinel. The Golden Girls donated their time and the use of their set, cameras, and people for TV ads produced for Florida Voice for Choice that aired across the state throughout October of that year, which advocated baby killing. Plus, White was an early supporter of homosexual faux marriage, telling Parade magazine in 2010, quote, "I don't care who anybody sleeps with. If a couple has been together all that time, and there are gay relationships that are more solid than some heterosexual ones, I think it's fine if they want to get married. I don't know how people can get so anti-something. Mind your own business. Take care of your affairs. And don't worry about other people so much," end quote. She echoed those sentiments in an interview with the late Larry King.
What do you have to say to those against gay advances like gay marriage and the like?
I don't care whom you sleep with. It's what kind of a human being are you?
Sadly, with age, her humor became increasingly bawdy and unladylike. Betty White disregarded the counsel of Psalm 90, verse 12, which says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, January 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.